You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Your girl been saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, let.
And Shaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad our guest is here. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I warmly welcome you and our guest today. So we'll ask our guest, would you please introduce yourself to us?
Oh, yes. How matakiapi. Chantela waste. Nape chuziapilo. Quincy wichaksi waste. And machiap. What I said was, greetings, my relatives. My name is Quincy Goodstar, and I greet you with a glad heart and a warm handshake.
Welcome. We're so thankful that you're here and you've joined us today.
Oh, I'm thankful to be here. Like I said, I was running a little late, Indian time, but Indian time is more peaceful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know that you probably have something wonderful on your heart today, but I promised I would ask, could you please give us some wisdom into how the gospel of grace can help us in our finances?
Oh, yes. You know, Jesus said something very interesting. Well, first, let me back up and say again, you know, when ministers or the church talks about money, people tend to cringe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to your listeners right now, listen with an open mind and an open heart, because Jesus promises you that he will overprovide for your every need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's money. That's finances, because Jesus knows money is such a huge part of this life. You can't live without it.
Right.
Everything is taking up an offering. We're not going to take up an. I'm not going to take up an offering today. By the way.
I thought of that.
Right. And so, you know, but everything takes up an offering. You know, somebody's favorite band, when they go to a concert, they take up an offering. You know, somebody's pet, you know, he takes up an offering.
Yeah,
everything
that's right.
does. Yes, everything does. And Jesus, he talked more about money than he did about prayer.
Mm.
But he also said something very interesting about believers when it comes to money. He said that people in the world who don't even believe, he said, are more shrewd and cunning when it comes to business and money, he said, than the sons of light, than believers are. And he was saying this because that shouldn't be so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we had, and so he said, because Jesus is our wisdom,
mm-hmm.
we ought to operate in that capacity where Jesus gives you the creative wisdom where, hey, you have three or more effortless income streams just
yes.
coming in for you,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus is the provider.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might say, oh, yeah, and somebody might think, oh, man, this sounds like the prosperity gospel to me. You know, it's interesting because you know, Jesus, he said he came to preach good news to the poor.
Yes.
You know, and my people here, the Lakota people in South Dakota, the two poorest counties in our nation are here in South Dakota.
Wow.
And so I know firsthand there ain't nothing holy about being poor.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to Taiwan and you see, children on the street. And they're being sold because for money, because they're poor. They ain't nothing holy about being poor.
No.
Mm-hmm. And the poor cannot help the poor financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but when when Jesus, and there's another interesting scripture too, in you'll find this in Ecclesiastes 10:19, where the Lord, he says, money answers all things.
All things.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wager that probably everybody listening right now, 80% of your prayers would be answered if you just had a little money.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now, 80% of your requests would be done if you had a little money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus wants to provide.
Mm.
And, you know, he wants to over-provide. Mm. You know, you really can't have peace until you, even your needs have to be met, you know, to really truly have peace. And Jesus, he promises us that he'll provide for our needs. He promises. And so, but the huge one, you know, when it comes to people coming into the realization that the work is finished, that Jesus meant what he said, that we have no part to play in our salvation, that it's all done, that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone who believes. And so what about tithing then?
Mm-hmm.
That's the huge one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and so people ask, well, if I have no part to play in this new covenant and this, in my salvation, then do I have to tithe in the new covenant? And simply, the answer is no, you don't have to, but you get to.
Amen.
And that is a revelation, because then now, because you don't have to, you get to. That really reveals where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus, he said, where your treasure is, he said, that's where your heart will be.
Mm. Wow.
And there's some people out there, all of their treasure is going toward the drugs.
Mm.
You know, going toward whatever it may be, you know, things that aren't good for them. But Jesus, and somebody might say, yeah, but, you know, and so I want to say to the listeners, you know, listen with open mind and an open heart, holy reasoning, because Jesus wants to get something to you, not from you.
Mm.
You know, because when somebody, and somebody might say, first we got to get these out of the way.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the benefits of the of tithing, but you know, tithing is before the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Abraham, he's not under the law, and he tithes. And you know, and somebody today said, "Well, I don't have to tithe, and so I'm not going to." Well, you know, if somebody really knew the benefits of tithing, you wouldn't even hesitate, because you know, the Lord, he says that when we put him to the test in the tithe, and he said he'll open up the windows of heaven for us, pour out such a blessing you won't even have room to receive it. You'll have to rent a storage unit or two. You know, he says, but what's amazing is not everybody tithes. And so that actually shows we don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody really believed that, that God will give you all this overflow of blessings, open up the windows of heaven, everybody would do it.
Yes.
But that really just goes to show we don't believe that.
Mm.
And, you know, when we walk with the God who cannot lie.
Mm, amen.
You know, and so when somebody tithes in the new covenant, the very first, you know, one of the things that happens according to Hebrews 7 is he says that when we tithe, he said, men who die receive tithes. You know, we tithe to, I tell people, tithe where you're being fed spiritually.
Oh, okay.
And when you tithe there, he said, men who die here, he says, are you know, you tithe there, it keeps the lights on, helps the broadcast go forth, it helps the poor, helps inmates, all through that ministry. He
mm-hmm.
said, men here who die receive tithes. But then the scripture says, but there. And you'll find this in Hebrews 7, but there, he receives them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. And so every time we tithe today, we are saying, my Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Yes. And that's what, and it says, he receives them there. Where's this? The planet heaven, you can say.
Oh, wow.
And something amazing happens according to that passage in Hebrews 7. He says, your children and grandchildren are blessed just because you tithe.
Mm.
So somebody could be with the Lord and their grandchildren still reaping blessings from tithes that they sowed.
Mm-hmm.
Even when their grandchildren weren't even born yet.
Oh, wow.
It's an amazing scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so, you know, and of course, Jesus, he does more than we ask, think, or even imagine. You know, when Jesus says he'll be in debt to no one
mm-hmm.
and that you can't outgive him, If someone was really smart then they would give to Jesus. You know?
Yes.
Because he says just that. I'm not gonna owe you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to outgive me.
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody was smart.
Yes.
You know, just interesting side note, too. I read before where, you know, Colgate, the toothpaste maker,
mm-hmm.
When they got started, the guy would tithe like 20%. And when they got started, and now Colgate is what it is, you know.
Wow.
JCPenney as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time that they would tithe. And now JCPenney is what it is.
Yes. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody is outgiving Jesus.
Mm.
You know, it's amazing because if Jesus asks you and me for something,
mm-hmm.
it's he's only setting us up to be blessed.
Mm.
And just like he borrowed Peter's boat. And then he got the net breaking catch.
Mm-hmm.
So much so the boat started to sink.
Mm.
And they had to call for help to
wow.
bring in all of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Jesus, he said, if we give.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people who are givers, and
yes.
mm-hmm. and sometimes we go to dinner and we have to fight and sneak
yeah.
over who's going to pay the bill, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we know this tr- truth that, hey, if I give, Jesus, he said, give, he said, and men shall give unto you. That's, he said, people, he said, pressed down, running over, and shaken together. And those, what he was referring to, in those days, they would carry pouches on their belts. And he was saying, you'll have to press it in there, shake that thing together, and it would be running over. And if we really believed that, we would give with no issue. And he said, men shall give unto you. And so, you know, but what's interesting is, and another thing we have to clear up as the body of Christ is, you know, and it seems like even people in the world, they know this verse, they know this mistranslation of this verse. They always say, oh, the money is the root of all evil. When that's not what the scripture says. Yeah, it says money is a root of all kinds of evil. That's what it says. You know, it's not the root of all, it's a root of all kinds of evil. You know, not just, and so, because I know people who have no money, but yet they love money.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, and then I know people who have a lot of money, but yet they think about Jesus all day.
Yes.
They're not thinking about money. And so, you know, but what keeps us safe from the love of money is Jesus, he says, give it away.
That's
and
awesome.
So, yeah, so we give it away, and it keeps us safe from greed and what the love of money produces in someone's life who loves it.
Wow, there is so much to think about in what you are saying, and it's really beautiful, really. I wonder if you could help our friends who right now are listening, they're encouraged, but they're looking at that Cash App, or, you know, they're looking at the PayPal or the Venmo, and they're going, uh-oh, right now, they need some money, like this minute. You know, they should have tithed, they wish they had, but now they're in a really tight place. What is your word to them?
You know, Jesus, he promises. And first, let me say this. There is, if you missed your tithe on your last paycheck or whatever, and for those of you who don't know, tithe, it means 10%. That's what it means. So we tithe 10% of our income. And by the way, I hear people too, they say, well, I paid my tithe. Well, that's not even accurate either, because the Lord, he says, the tithe is the Lord's. And so he gives us this tithe. He says, hey, this is mine. He said, just give it back to me and just bring it to me and watch what I do for you. But let me say this. If you missed your tithe on your last check or whatever, let it go. There is no such thing. There is no such thing as paying back tithes. I've heard people do that.
Oh, I have too, yeah.
And say that there is no such thing as that. Let it go. And today there is no condemnation for you because you are in Jesus. Let it go and bank on Jesus's promise for you. He says that he promises that he will provide for you according to his riches and glory, not according to what you have done. He says, according to his riches and glory. That's out of his, you know, that's as rich as Jesus is. That is how he's providing for you and me. And he is not going to fail you. And so, I always remember, and I believe it's the Holy Spirit that is reminding us all today, that the Lord himself, he says, he takes care of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes sometimes we see birds and they're like eating stuff on the road, on concrete,
right.
And you can't even see what they're eating. It's like, what are they doing? But they're eating something.
Yeah, they're eating something.
And Jesus, he says, you're more important than many birds.
Mm.
He's taking care of them. He's taking care of you today. And so bank on his promise for you. Believe for it. Expect it. Because you are Jesus' responsibility, and he takes care of his responsibilities.
Mm, that's wonderful. That is really encouraging and uplifting. I wonder, this is such good news, you know? And yet, it's kind of the opposite of what we hear a lot of times, which is that Jesus wants you to be broke, you know, take a vow of poverty. I was thinking about when we were teenagers, there was a young man that we knew, and he was genuinely called to the ministry. I mean, I really believe that. And yet, he did not want to do it because he said he just didn't want to be broke all of his life, you know, struggling all of his life. And yet, he had tremendous gifts and a great heart, and he would have made a wonderful pastor, but he went into business instead. And so I've seen so many people who believe Christians should be suffering, should be broke, should have sort of, you know, stay humble by only having kind of the worst of everything, you know, just to, you know, stay humble. What do we do with that idea in popular culture?
You know, I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, you know, about, you know, that there's nothing holy about being broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember there's been times, you know, where I've done funerals over the years where the family struggles, you know, and we're talking about families who believe, families who struggle to pay for that funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't nothing holy about that.
Mm-mm.
You know, where actually the scripture says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's you know, growing up, you know, as a Native American in one of the poorest areas of the United States, you know, here in South Dakota, I remember, I understand what it's like to have a poverty mentality. I remember as a young boy seeing airplanes fly by, seeing nice cars, and thinking to myself that I will never ride in a plane, that I'll never have a nice vehicle. But it didn't bother me. I just thought it was my lot in life. And I look back on that thinking now and see how sad that it is.
Yes.
How sad it was to even think that way. And it wasn't when I started getting a little older, I learned that being poor in America is not the norm.
Right,
that it is that it is the minority, speaking of population, that it is the minority of the population that's poor, and that being poor is not normal, where actually having your needs met and then some, that's actually normal. But being hungry and looking in the fridge and wondering if the lights are going to stay on is not a normal life.
Right.
And so Jesus, you see him, he had an immediate staff of 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
And those people had families.
Oh,
and then
wow.
One guy's job was just to carry the money I mean, they were provided for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people think about this, but, you know, when Jesus was a child and his parents, Mary and Joseph, they went to Egypt, you know, to flee Herod, Jesus paid for that.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they brought him gold.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, Jesus, he is a provider. You know, when the book of Revelation describes heaven, I mean, the gates are made of precious jewels.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, it's why, you know, being, it's a trick of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of Native Americans say this, and I know what they're saying, but I hear them say things like, I hate money.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
When it's not money they hate, it's what they've witnessed of people being greedy and loving money is
mm-hmm.
what they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Where today, the Lord, he wants us to be able to work that money and not have it work you and me.
Yes. Yes. I believe that one of the wonderful things about Jesus is that he's so practical. You know, that we can apply what he says and what he teaches us and how he leads us, and we can understand it, we can apply it. And so I'd like to apply it right now. A lot of people, I mean, there are people who have fights and divorces about money. There are people who right now have medical bills, and they're worried about their children, and there's folks who know that the bills are due on the first of the month and see no way out. There's people contemplating unethical decisions because of money. And yet,
mm-hmm.
here's wonderful Jesus, who has, Jesus is the answer to all things. And so, would you please pray for our friends who are struggling in their financial area?
Oh, yes. And Jesus, he's going to come through for you.
Amen.
Not just come through, but over-provide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, everyone under the sound of my voice right now, Father, show them how much you love them. And Father, over-provide for their every need. You tell us in your word that you take care of the birds, and we are more precious than many birds. And so, Father, cancel every debt, and Father, even oversupply every need, every bill, with some left over.
Mm, yes.
And Father, thank you, Father, for doing it today and this week, having finances supernaturally show up in bank accounts. Do it in a supernatural way in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, I know so many of us feel better. We feel encouraged and uplifted, and I thank you for sharing that with us. I know you came today with something on your heart, and so you're graced in sharing that, because that is something we've been hearing from a lot of our friends who listen, and I believe now they are deeply encouraged by what you shared with us.
Lord, could you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcast for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback. Providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans. Who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let it be big, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgets.
But I want to make sure that I give you the mic and let you share with us what is on your heart to share with us today.
Well, now, money's on my mind. And I, you know, and I'm so glad you brought up this topic because, you know, right now in the U.S. here, we are in historical inflation. I mean, this inflation that everybody's feeling the crunch, is historical. And this is the first time in history, in U.S. history, that everything, the prices of everything have inflated so quickly. Historical. And I want to tell people and remind them, you know, like you said, Jesus is very practical.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, he will pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a he paid Peter's taxes. And it was in a supernatural way when he said, well, go fishing. And he said, and Peter's a fisherman. I think he probably likes to fish.
Yeah, right. He's good at it too.
I was like, I don't know anybody who doesn't like to fish.
That's right.
And he said, the first one you pull out, he said, there's going to be a gold piece in there. And he said, now pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever bill that you're facing, mm-hmm. the tax bill, whatever it is, medical bills, the mortgage, the rent, food, Jesus is practical.
Uh-huh.
He even says, I'm reminded, he even says, your Father knows you need these things.
Yes.
He knows. And he says he's more eager to provide for them than what we are asking.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. He is. And I thank you for saying that.
Yes. And so, for the dues for your job, the bills for the ministry, clients for the business, people to support your ministry, Jesus is oversupplying all those things today for you and more because he is practical.
Amen.
And so, and he doesn't know when to stop. You know, I love asking people this and telling people this, and I have a whole message based on it. But, you know, have you ever noticed and thought about every time Jesus has answered one of your prayers, he always went beyond the request?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Yes.
And so, you know, we see it in the scriptures with 12 basketfuls left over and he provides for the wedding is actually, and we're estimating on the lower side, 120 gallons of wine.
Wow.
For that wedding, right?
Mm.
And the widow with the oil didn't stop, didn't cease. It was, they only had that many containers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the man of God said to her and the son, sell this and you live on the rest.
Yes.
Wow, that must be quite a bit. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you're going to live on the rest? And so Jesus, he's always oversupplying. And so, and I believe, and every time, I'm really excited about what the Lord is going to do for you, for me, for all the listeners, yeah. Because every time you talk about an aspect of Jesus, mm-hmm. he shows up and he confirms himself in that way.
Amen.
And so today we're talking about him being a provider. He's going to show up and confirm himself in that way that he is a provider for you, for me, for all the listeners. And so I'm excited. I'm smiling right now
yes.
to see how he's going to oversupply for everybody's needs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. That is so uplifting. It really is. It's a, you know what it is, too? We who are parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and godparents, we know what it's like. It's called Christmas. Right? I mean, when you're buying Christmas gifts, when you're thinking about birthday gifts for your little ones, you want them to be happy. You want them to have what they want. You're, you know, planning and hoping and putting things together to make sure that they have what they want to have that will make them happy and bring them joy. And I love the fact that God is a father too, and that he's thinking of ways to give to us and bless us. And I thank you for bringing that to our attention, that he's over-providing for us, that he wants to lavishly, not just, you know, I wrestled all day and all night, and finally, oh, God dropped a few crumbs, you know. It's that he wants to bless us, and he loves to see us blessed and happy. And this is a wonderful thing that you're sharing with us today.
Oh, yes, and, you know, that destroys the religious notion that some people have had, and I believe it's a lie from the devil, mm-hmm. that, well, God will, I'll have what God wants me to have.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
You know, when Jesus fed the 5,000, it mm-hmm. says, the scripture says, and they took as much as they wanted.
Wow.
And so, what do you want from the Lord? Because he wants to oversupply. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, and why not ask big?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you shoot for the stars, you might hit the moon. You know, let's ask big.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because it's only big to us.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we just don't know if God can put this all together at the same time. But, wow, to him, it's like, oh, is that all you wanted? Of course. I'd love for you to have that. You know, I hear people say that a lot. A lot of times people will say, well, now if God wanted me to have something, you know, or if he wanted me to own my own home, he'd have given it to me. And I hear people say things like that. It always breaks my heart a little bit because, oh, if only we knew and believed the love that God had for us, we would ask big, you know? We would ask like our kindergartners who come in and this is what they want or this is what they wish they had and they don't even think about the rest of it. Can I have this? Will you get this for me? And they believe that we will.
That's right. You know, there's an amazing verse that says, we don't have because we don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so what are you not asking for?
Mm.
It says, ask.
Mm. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. I wonder, too, if you can help some of our friends with the idea, I have heard this before, that we have to be worthy to ask or worthy to receive. You know, somehow there's a magical combination of things that will make God say, all right, now I'm willing to bless you with a spouse, or, oh, yes, now you can own your own home, or, yes, you can have $50, you know, right? If you just do all these things or are all these things, and then you ask, then, okay, you can finally have something from God.
You know, the only way anybody receives anything from the Lord is by grace.
That's right.
You know, by undeserved favor. Mm-hmm. And lately I have been meditating on the scripture where the Lord, he says, he who did not spare his own son, mm-hmm. but gave him up for us all, how will he not with him mm-hmm. really give us all things? Mm-hmm. And so Jesus is the best heaven can give anyone. And he said he gave him to us. He didn't mm-hmm. spare him for us. He gave him up for us at the absolute best. And he said, how not with him? He said, he'll freely give you all things. That is healing, that is provision, that is peace, that is joy, that's protection. These are all things. And he says, they're free.
Free.
Mm-hmm. Freely give us all things. Nobody mm-hmm. earned Jesus. And so all these lesser blessings, they too, all free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like good news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And you know, Jesus, his most famous rebuke, you can say, is, oh, you of little faith. Mm-hmm. And really what he was saying was, oh, you of little taking. You know, oh, you of little asking. And he said, why didn't you ask me for more? Mm-hmm. You know, I could do a whole lot more than that. Why you ask a little?
Yes.
You know, he wants us to ask big, mm-hmm. to believe him for much. And that's exactly how we are when it comes to our children.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We want them to know Dad's coming through for you.
Right.
Yeah, and even sometimes, and I believe this is going to happen for your listeners and everybody and you and me, where you're going to receive things that you didn't even ask for, that you just thought of.
Amen.
You know, amen. And it's like us when we're going through the department store, and we see something and we think, oh, wow, you know, my child really liked that. I'm going to get it for him. That's they didn't right. even ask.
That's right.
But you seen it and you thought they would like it.
That's right. Oh,
and
beautiful.
He said, that's a mere human. And he says, how much more?
Yes.
Our Father in heaven, who is good.
Yes.
And so be on the lookout for those special blessings, special mm-hmm. gifts.
Yes, absolutely. Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. The wonderful thing about what you're saying is that it's Jesus. It's not us. We don't have to go figure out, you know, 7 steps to financial prosperity, or, you know, fast 40 days and 40 nights to get God to pay your light bill, or anything like that. And yet I think sometimes that's hard for people to receive. So what do you say to the folks who, it sounds too good to be true, freely receive? What do you say to the folks who think this is too good to be true?
Well, one, I'm not the one who said it. We're just quoting the Bible.
That's right. Amen.
You know?
Amen. Make it up with Jesus.
Right. Exactly. And the other thing is, you can really say it is too good to be true. Mm-hmm. But it's so good it is true. Mm. You know, the real definition of the gospel is too good to be true news. But when somebody earns something, thinks they did anyway, You know, they have a real hard time being thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also makes God look like he is reluctant to even give.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't even ask for something, because he does more than you think, ask, even imagine, and then all of a sudden he gives it to you, that really shows, wow, my God is love. Wow. And that gives you a heart of gratitude for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it really shows you how much he does love you.
Yeah.
Oh, and so really what somebody is doing is they're doubting how loved they are. But I believe the Lord, you know, he says he so loved the world. And it's amazing because that little word so changes the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could have said God loved the world, but he says God so loved the world. I mean, it changes everything.
Beautiful.
He says that he gave.
Yeah.
That he gave his only begotten son. The best. The best. And so he didn't hold back Jesus. He's not holding back anything from us.
That's beautiful. That's really
beautiful. You know, and then that, yes, and then that makes you want to give to Jesus. Because he says, freely you have received, freely give. And so we become generous when we know all these things are for free.
Absolutely. That's so beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I know now that there are friends listening who want to go with Jesus, who want to meet him. You know, and I love what you say about, you know, some of us, we just came to Jesus because we just needed help. we had no place else to go. We were in bad shape. And gave him a try, right? And when we give him a try, he never fails. Love never fails.
That's right.
Bring our friends. There's some friends I just know who want to meet Jesus, who want to go with Jesus. Let's have an altar call.
Okay. If you want to give Jesus a try, just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Forgive me of every sin.
Forgive me of every sin.
And fill me with your Spirit.
And fill me with your Spirit.
And teach me.
And teach me.
To rest in you.
To rest in you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And if you prayed that prayer, you are right now righteous as a gift and a brand new creation.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, how wonderful. Welcome to the family.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, how can folks hear more of your teachings? Or perhaps join Grace City or follow your ministry, because I know that they're going to be excited to see what unfolds as they follow Jesus.
Oh, yes. The best way is just to go to QuincyGoodStar.com, and you can follow our social media through there. You can go to GraceCityInternational.online through there if you want to become a part of our digital church. You can do that all through there. You can find us all through that site, every link, every social media outlet. You can find it through QuincyGoodStar.com.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today. You have truly blessed us. Thank you for your time and your kindness and your genuine love for Jesus and for people.
Thanks for having me.
To all of our friends who listen, we love you. We appreciate you. To all of our sponsors and donors, we thank you. We truly do. To anyone who's ever done anything kind for us, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we are grateful. And we thank God. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm already looking forward to when we're all together again next time. I'll see you then.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the world forgets.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.